Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 29th, 2019. Today is Friday in the third week of Lent. This is a reading from the 8th chapter of John. The ones who believed in Jesus answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying, 'You will be made free'?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, yet you look for an opportunity to kill me because there is no place in you for my word. I declare what I have seen in the Father's presence. As for you, you should do what you have heard from the Father." They answered him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing what Abraham did. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are indeed doing what your father does." They said to him, "We are not illegitimate children. We have one father, God himself." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God, and now I am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot accept my word." Quite an argument here. And what's really interesting is, as we've been going through these discourses for the last few days, and Jesus has mostly been arguing with people who are his antagonists, religious leaders and the like, do you remember yesterday? Do you remember that there were people who believed on him because of his words? We talked a lot about that in yesterday's diary. And here he is, arguing with the people who just believed because of what he had said. He had said to them, and this is what we talked about yesterday, "You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." And these are people who had believed in him, believed in his word, but they get hung up. They say, "We're not slaves. We can't be made free. We're already free. We're children of Abraham. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Then Jesus takes to himself and proclaims again the authority that he has as the Son, who is constantly in relationship with the Father. This then leads to an entire argument over paternity. The people who he's arguing with, who had just a few verses ago believed in what he said, now take up the argument against him. "We're children of Abraham. That's who our father is." Jesus says, "Well, if you were children of Abraham, you'd be doing what Abraham told you to do or what Abraham did. But that's not what you're doing. You're trying to kill me." Then they say, "We're not illegitimate children," which is a direct critique of Jesus. Everyone knew, apparently, that Mary was his mother, but that Joseph wasn't his biological father. And this is a slam. And so you've got this amazing tension. One minute, Jesus' words are such that people believe, but they can't quite go all the way. The next thing you know, they're arguing with Jesus. The very people who had believed on him in one minute now begin to doubt, now begin to struggle. And it's all because, all the way back to the third chapter in Jesus' conversation with Nicodemus, he's using words in ways that they can't understand. He's talking about truth. He's talking about His very presence will set people free. He's talking about his sonship over and against their inheritance as the, quote, children of Abraham. In some ways, this teaching is a direct affront to their understanding of their place in the economy of God by simply inheriting the tradition of Abraham. It's striking, really, when you think about it, and then not so much when you think about where we are in our own time and place. After all, let's face it, human beings are fickle. One minute we're faithful, the next minute we're faithless. One minute it all makes sense, the next minute it doesn't. One minute we believe with all our heart, the next minute we doubt and dispute. One minute Jesus is Lord, the next minute, well, we want to equivocate. It really is the human condition boiled down into a few verses. But I don't want us to lose sight of the fact that this portrait of Jesus that John's gospel gives us is a difficult portrait to take in. Think about it. Try to put yourself in the place of Jesus' first hearers, as John tells the story. What would we do? Fast forward, if someone began to talk to us like Jesus is talking to his fellow religious people, if somebody came into our churches and proclaimed to us that they received a new message from God, that God was talking to them directly, that God had sent them, that if we wanted to really know what it was like to experience eternal life, we would listen to them and follow them and believe on them. Well, just think about that. How would we react? My guess is we might find some resistance to simply falling in line and giving our heart and giving our belief to someone who was making what might sound to us like outlandish claims. And keep in mind that to the people in Jesus' time, some of the things that he's saying are beyond their ability to receive and seem outlandish, if not blasphemous. I think this passage of Scripture, instead of giving us an air of superiority, we believe, and those people didn't have enough faith to believe, I think this passage of Scripture ought to call us up short. Do we only believe in the words of Jesus when they comfort us? Do we only believe in the person of Jesus when life is going our way? What about when the words of Jesus confront us or conflict with the way we want to live our lives? But make no mistake, to put your trust in Jesus, to believe in Jesus, is a lifelong experience in understanding that we never quite get it right, and that some of the things he says contradict the ways we want to live. So, my word for us today on this third Friday in Lent is to take stock of our belief, to take stock of what holds us in slavery. Is it our opinions? Is it our customs? Is it our religion? What holds us bound and keeps us from more fully believing in the one who said, if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. Let us pray. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.